Hello, this is Diane Alston, Extension Entomologist with Utah State University. We start thinking about fresh fruits and vegetables this time of year and what we can grow in our garden. But we also think about the fresh fruits that we ate over the winter. And even though we can't grow them here, citrus is one of the fruits that we love to eat. And I'm not sure if you're aware that there's been a major pest problem with growing citrus. And this is a disease that is vectored by a tiny insect no larger than the head of a pin. And this disease is called citrus greening. It causes the fruit to be hard and green and very tasteless or very bitter to the taste. This disease is having major economic impacts on the citrus industries of the U.S., and this disease is native to Asia and was brought over accidentally. So one of the things that they've been working on, besides other kinds of pest management tools, is developing varieties of citrus that are resistant to this citrus greening disease. But there's a lot of controversy over this because of its genetically modified background. Scientists are trying to learn whether this technology of using genetically modified citrus will be accepted by the U.S. consumers. About 50% of the consumers surveyed had positive attitudes towards the genetically modified science, while the other half had mixed, either against or were neutral. So what they're looking to do is to try to introduce some genetically modified citrus into the U.S. market to see how it's accepted. We want to continue to enjoy our fresh citrus fruits over the winter, but we also want to have fruit that tastes good and the farmers can make money to grow. We'll stay tuned to learn more about the effects of citrus greening on the U.S. citrus industry, but think about that when you take your next bite of a fresh orange or a grapefruit.